This is Christopher O'Reilly, and thanks for downloading our bonus content podcast featuring one of the top Chinese composers writing today, Zhou Long. We met at a show we recorded featuring the National Youth Orchestra of China, and we'll hear the piece they performed of his, but first, check out our talk about growing up during the Cultural Revolution and his journey in music. It is my great honor to be able to stretch out a bit and visit with our wonderful composer, Zhou Long. As you know, Long, our show is about young musicians, so I'm hoping you can share a bit about your own childhood. I understand you were a child during the Cultural Revolution?
Yes. When I was a kid, I practiced piano, and I grew up from an artistic family. My mother is a singer, my father is a painter. But at their age, about 16 years old, I was sent to the countryside when the Cultural Revolution started. So I drove a tractor and grown beans and wheat. I worked there about 5 years. And then the university system resumed in 1977. So I also was enrolled to the first class, composition class, at the Central Conservatory of Music in Beijing. About 5 years, I would say there's no comparison from my time with these kids. They have everything. When we even admitted to the conservatory, we don't have a library open. So the only repertoire we could hear is Rispighi. There's no contemporary Western music at all. So after 5 years, I worked with Broadcasting Symphony for 2 years. And then I pursued my doctorate in New York.
That's right, Columbia. You were at Columbia University.
Yes.
So did coming to America change your music, or were you writing the same type of music that you were longing to learn and write at Central Conservatory?
I think it's different, the training at Central Conservatory. In my time, we have systematically training for Chinese traditional music. So that's why in my composition, I always have Chinese elements. But when I arrived in New York, it's my professional turning point. So America is a multicultural society. So I learned a lot of different cultures in New York, especially in New York. So at Columbia, we explored to Western 20th century, 21st century works. And of course, my music, my composition style changed. Yes.
The style may have changed, but I hear in Rime of Taigu these amazing on Western instruments, and yet, you know, particularly I think in the winds and in the percussion, you know, this flavor, this sense of joy and folk, you know, folk elements.
Yes, the time of Rime of Taigu is I would say it's a fusion work. The elements not only from China, also Japanese taiko culture. So I combined the Western orchestra and used the Chinese drum, not taiko this time, for the orchestra version. So I think the orchestra practice these days, I heard it's excellent. Sounds almost like a professional orchestra.
Since being here in this country, you've given to America and the world dozens of compositions, winning a Pulitzer Prize along the way. These days, I know you are working on a project called Music from China. Where is that taking place, and what is it involved?
Yes, when I arrived in New York, people, they don't really know Chinese instruments. So we start a Chinese traditional ensemble in New York, about 5-6 small ensemble. And then later we got the support from NEA. So we start to visit the university to do a lot of community work and visiting education projects. So we encourage people to write instruments for the Chinese traditional instruments and combined with the Western instruments too.
Is there a website or anything that you
yes,
could point
us to?
Yes, they
do have a website, and we always have a competition every year to encourage young composers and from the world writing for Chinese instruments with Western instruments.
We were privileged enough to feature your piece, Rhyme of Taigu, on our recent NPR broadcast featuring the National Youth Orchestra of China, and I want to play that recording again now. Tell us about the piece. Many of the kids in the orchestra describe it as having cinematic elements. There's clearly a sense of a picture or a story that they find palpable. Is that something that is intentional?
Yes, some members asked me the questions during the break. They got a sense of some tempo environment and that's true. The music elements is really quoted from Zhihua Si temple in Beijing, and usually they featured the clarinet solo. Some melodies played by the clarinets, and also there's a mini cadenza imitating the guanzi. It's a double reed wind instrument, vertical, double reeds, but it sounds like a clarinet. Mm-hmm. It's a more nasal sound. Mm-hmm. And also the drum elements from taiko, Japanese culture. But here we use the Chinese drum, and they play very well.
Yeah. Yes. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece, and it's a great honor to have you in our presence.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And now we'll hear the National Youth Orchestra of China, under the direction of Maestro Ludovic Morlo, perform Zhelong's Rhyme of Taigu. Thank you. The National Youth Orchestra of China, under the direction of Ludovic Morlot, performed Rime of Taigu by Zholong. Thanks for listening to this bonus content podcast. To hear the full show featuring Zholong's piece and the National Youth Orchestra of China, download show 344, East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. And we'd love to hear from you. You can leave us a message on our Facebook page, facebook.com/fromthetopfans, or on Twitter @classicalkid. Or find us on iTunes and leave us a review.